Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew chapter 25 verse 14 to 15 is where we are going to take our text, and it reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability." Please underline "own ability." "And immediately he went on a journey." Hallelujah. We have been speaking on the subject of our building capacity in order to be able to assess practically what God has got for us in this life. And the scripture tells us, what we just read tells us, that God's kingdom system has certain features, all right? The one which is very obvious is that in the kingdom system, the main thing that God looks at in giving physical blessings to us is your capacity to manage, that which He gives. Because the scriptures told us that the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is like a man who was traveling and then he called his own servants. That is talking about us. Of course, the man who is traveling is talking about who? Jesus. Where was he traveling to? We can infer and be correct that he was traveling to the heavenly kingdom. He was moving from earth after he died and resurrected to heaven. So he called his own servants and he delivered unto them his goods. Now, if you read on in that parable, you'll see that the goods is actually talking about money. It was money. So he gave his goods, or if you like, money, to his own servants. And the Bible tells us that he gave it to them according to their ability. It was not according to their desires. It was not according to their prayers. It was not according to their whatever. You know, it is purely according to their capacity to be able to do what? Hold the goods or manage the goods. According to their capacity to be able to control what he gives them. Hallelujah. In the King James Version of the Bible, it talks about their several abilities. I want us to talk a little about the own ability. Because the own ability, the use of the word own ability is important. He didn't just give it to them according to ability, which is their capacity to handle what he gives, but he gave it to them according to their own capacity. The Greek word translated own, or several, as it is in the King James Version of the Bible, is their private ability, is their individual ability. Because there is something we call a corporate ability or a group ability. So all the servants, if you put them together, they will be able to do something. You put them together and you give them an assignment, they can be able to do something. All of them, they will contribute their strength into whatever thing that has been assigned to them, and then they can do it. In this church, we can do group work. We can decide that we are going on crusade, you understand? And everybody will contribute his ability. Some can sing, some can preach, some can organize, some can do whatever, so that we achieve that one singular goal of doing the crusade or winning souls, if you like. But that is not how he gave the things to these servants. He gave it to them not according to their group ability. He gave it according to their private ability. If you like, you can use the word peculiar ability. Hallelujah. And that is what I want us to understand, that in the kingdom system, God gives to us according to how we are able to handle what he gives. According to how we are able to control what he gives. How we are able to manage what he gives unto us. Now that is a little troublesome because traditionally we think that God gives unto us according to our prayers. So if you pray, for example, that God should give you $1 million, you believe that God will give you $1 million. Not so. That is traditionally God answering your prayer. But Jesus is teaching something. He begins by saying that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is going, and then he gives unto people according to their capacity to handle what he gives, not according to their prayer. Hallelujah. That is what I want you to understand, that in the kingdom system that we are in the kingdom of God, that all believers, when you're born again, you are inside, God does not just give to you according to your prayer. Some of you, you bear me out, that there are some things you have prayed that God has not given to you. Eh? Certainly. He has not given to you. It's not all your prayers which have been practically answered. You believe that you have $1 million if you have prayed for it. But presently, you don't have it in your account. You don't have it, in your investment portfolio. It is not there. I want you to understand that when it comes to God's kingdom coming on earth, he goes beyond ask and you shall receive. It is ask and you shall receive, and build capacity to be able to manage what he gives unto you spiritually. Because, well, if you pray for $1 million, he will give you the $1 million. Ask and you shall receive, is fulfilled. Not so. But he's giving it to you spiritually, you have it. Practically, before you can say that you are worth $1 million, or your foreign account has got $1 million in it, you must build capacity to be able to manage $1 million, control $1 million, and not have the $1 million controlling you. Hallelujah. And this one is your own ability. Because sometimes you can rely upon other people's ability. It's talking about your private ability as an individual. That is why, if you finish reading that parable, you will see that every one of them, one received five, the other two, the other one. Every one of them worked with it. He didn't say, servant one who received five, come and help me, I received two, to do something. No. Everybody privately went to work with the thing, except the last one who didn't do anything with it, and we will come to that. Hallelujah. Because he had the ability, but something prevented him. A lack of a kingdom mindset prevented him from using what God had given to him. Hallelujah. So I want us today to understand that as the people of Israel moved out of Egypt to the promised land, on the way to the promised land, they had to develop capacity, a certain capacity that they didn't have. Last week I told you about Peter, rise, kill and eat. Develop the capacity to eat some animals you haven't eaten. To eat what people have traditionally said that it belongs to unbelievers. It doesn't belong to us. But Jesus says, I have died, and the blood of Jesus has made everything which is positive, which God created, inspired by God, which has been demonized, which has been painted black, and has been rendered unholy. He says that now they are holy. Don't say that something is unholy, a work is unholy, an assignment is unholy, when I am the inspirer of it in the first place. It may have been corrupted, but build capacity, Peter, to be able now, in the kingdom arrangement that Jesus Christ died for, to be able to manage and eat what you haven't eaten before. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to us now about our personal capacity. We cannot depend upon our brothers, our sisters, whatever. You have to build capacity for your own self. No more on your husband, no more on your wife, no more on your business partners. build your own capacity also, because with that capacity level that you have, God is going to give unto you. With the capacity portfolio, if you like, that you have, God can then entrust things unto you. He gives in the kingdom system according to your ability. Hallelujah. If it is just according to our prayer, I'm sure that some of us will not be where we are. Some of us, we will not be, I mean where we are, not just geographically. Yes, of course, geographically, some of you will not be here. But some, I mean, a certain level that you must be in, financial level, whatever level, you will not be at the place that you are right now, because he gives according to ability. Hallelujah. Now, when Israel came out of Egypt and root from the religious order, and they were going to the promised land, which is a type of the kingdom system, in Exodus chapter 19, he told them that if you obey me, I've taken you out of Egypt. If you obey me, I'm going to make you a kingdom of priests, and you'll be a peculiar people unto me. Hallelujah. In other words, he was telling them that my mind for taking you is not to camp you in the wilderness and enjoy the presence of God. It is for you to go and rule in the promised land. Hallelujah. We cannot be happy in the wilderness and enjoy falling under the power and all that. At the end of the day, after we are falling 7 times in church, are we able to take rulership out there in the world? Are we able to go to where the giants are, where the land of Canaan are, where the world is? And are we able to rule over there? Are we able to manage things in those places that God wants us to manage? That is the issue. Hallelujah. Now let's examine Israel out of Egypt. The problem with them, the issue with them, was not physical strength. Because they had physical strength as laborers and as servants, as house helps, as people who were doing what we would call the donkey jobs, the manual work. Those people had physical ability. They had physical muscles to do what they had to do. Whether to carry stones to make bricks and pack the bricks so high to build the pyramids or whatever thing that is attributed to them and all that. They had physical ability. What capacity they had to build was, first of all, number one, about three of them. Number one, they had to build a kingdom capacity. A kingdom capacity. Or if you like, rulership capacity. Because they were servants. Servants are not rulers. Servants are ruled. Slaves are ruled by other people. So now that God is taking them into the kingdom system from slavery, they have to develop a mindset of rulers and not of slaves. Hallelujah. Without building that mental capacity, they couldn't have been able to rule. If even God killed all the giants and he said that, rule in this place, they wouldn't be able to rule, because they are used to being slaves, being servants. They have not ruled before. They have not taken decisions before. Decisions are taken for them. So the first kind of mindset, you know, or capacity that Israel had to build was a kingdom capacity. That you are no more slaves. Now you are kings and priests. Now you are rulers. Hallelujah. They had to build that kingdom capacity, because they were in the world. They were in a religious order. Hallelujah. In the religious order, they forgot everything about God. But God says, I'm taking you into a different order or system altogether. And over there, you must change your mind from that of slavery to what? Rulers. You must build a kingdom capacity. Otherwise, you would curtail your ability to receive whatever thing that God really has for you that will make you rule in this life. And that is how the third servant in our parable, if we have finished reading, look at verse number 24. That's Matthew 25, verse 24. You know, the Bible says of the last one who received one talent or one good or one money, It says what? Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. What prevented this servant from using what God had given him, which was based upon his ability? He had the ability to use it well, but what prevented him was a certain mindset about God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The kind of mind that this servant had about God was different from the kind of mind that the two other servants who received 5 and 2 respectively had. They had a different mind. But here comes Jesus from his heavenly kingdom, and he brings his servants that come and give account. One says that your talent has received 5 more. Good and faithful servant, I'll make you rule over much. You know, it's about the whole kingdom of God. And then the two come, the one who received 2, and then he says that your talent has earned 2 more. He says the same thing, I'll make you rule over much. Enter into the joy of your Lord and all that. Now this one comes, and then he opens his mouth and he says, Lord, I know you. Can you imagine that? True knowing believer. Somebody who thinks that he knows everything, that nobody can teach him. Nobody can impart anything new unto him. He says that, look, I know it already. I know you. I know God. Like sometimes we say in church, we all know God. You get the thing? But if you do really know God, after what order do you know God? Because some of us, we know God like the people of Israel, after a religious order. That shuts you out from rulership in the world. And some people also know God after a kingdom order. The order on which this last servant knew God was after a religious mindset. That I know you, that you reap where you have not sown. That as for you, where you haven't worked, you want to receive some wages over there. And so I hid your talent because I want to prevent you from reaping where you have not sown. Can you imagine that? Believers, so even up to today, the problem of the people of Israel who came out of Egypt and couldn't enter the promised land, they all died in the wilderness. It is a kind of the same problem that we have. A slave mentality, a servant mindset, not a kingdom mind, not a kingdom understanding about God. But here they go. I know God. Now he is this, he is that, he is that, he is that, he is that. Now I have brought faithfully what you gave me. You gave me 1, I brought you 1. I didn't spoil it, I didn't chop it. Your money is still intact. Here, have what is yours. What kind of audacity is this? Some believers think that they can show God how to run things. That God, where you have not sowed, you cannot reap. But that is in the religious order. Listen very carefully to me. In the kingdom system, where God has not directly ruled, he wants his kingdom to come there. Like this ground, what we call the earth. Of course, we know, you and I know, that the earth has he given to the sons of men. And then heaven is where? His throne. That God rules in heaven. As for the earth, God has no business ruling on earth. His kingdom has no business coming on earth. We should do things anyhow and run away to the heavenly kingdom. That is the kind of mind that people have up till today. It's a religious mind that says that God's kingdom cannot come on earth. The astrologer said, we should allow it to deteriorate. We should pollute the rivers with mercury, with galamse. We should destroy the trees. We should litter around, put rubbish in gutters. We should not weed around our houses. Mosquitoes can do whatever they like because this world is not our home. Because God's kingdom cannot come over here. That is the kind of mind that many people who claim they know God have. They feel that no, God has no right on earth. Because directly, he has not ruled on earth. His kingdom is there. And now he cannot rule over here. So we have the audacity sometimes not to do the things that will bring God profits over here. That will make him rule in this life before the sweet by and by. Hallelujah. So this servant, he lacked a kingdom mindset. He had a religious mind about God. That wherever God is, there he sows, he must reap. Like heaven. But on this earth, once he has given it to the children of men, he has no business on earth. He has no business reaping rulership on earth. He has no business his kingdom coming on earth. And so some believers stand in the way of God in bringing about his kingdom on this earth. Because they feel that God is not the one who is in charge on earth. But ladies and gentlemen, he has brought us, imported us, or if you like, exported us from his heavenly kingdom. That is us believers, if you are born again, to come here, and he has given his goods to us for us to put them to use now, that when he returns in the skies of glory, when he returns in his second coming, there he will see that there is profit for him, even in the place where he delegated authority to human beings to rule in his stead, to use his goods, because the rivers are his, the trees are his, the birds are his. We cannot kill all of them and let them go extinct. I mean, the environment is for God. It is his goods that he has delegated unto us according to our ability. And he wants to reap his kingdom on this earth before he comes and returns from his journey. Hallelujah. So you see that the lack of a kingdom mindset that this man had, this servant had, prevented him from investing the money so that the king will come and enjoy in a place where he delegated authority. He didn't rule, but he still reaps his rule in that place. Namely, your family, your workplace, your tribe, your nation, this continent of Africa, everywhere. We need to change our minds about the way we look at the earth, the way we look at some things. We say, come on. He said, Peter, rise, kill and eat, because I've cleansed it. It is no more common. I want my rule to come in the place where you say that no, God's rule cannot come here. It's a dirty area. Politics is dirty. Business is dirty. Wherever, whatever thing is dirty. Transport business is dirty. Media is dirty. Which else is dirty? Schooling system is dirty. Don't go there. Financial world, dirty. Don't go there. He says, I've cleansed it. Once the system was inspired by God, it is clean. And he wants us to change our mind. Otherwise, you will not be able to build capacity and even use that which has been given unto you. Let me show you another religious mindset that this gentleman had, which Israel also had about God. For which reason they couldn't enter into the kingdom system we call the promised land of rest. A kingdom system is a place of rest. Resting in the Lord. Hallelujah. In what he has done already. He said that the promised land, they are cities that are beautiful that you did not build. Somebody built it. You just rest and manage it. Hallelujah. He says the wells that you did not dig, just go and draw it and manage the well that no rubbish are poured into containers are not poured into it. Manage it. Hallelujah. And all that. Another religious mind this gentleman had, this servant had, that sometimes you can see it pervading in the servants of God. Because these were servants of the king. Is that right? Now it's talking about servants of God and then believers. The mind was that faithful. You remember that this king, when he came, he said, good and faithful servant. He said it to people who had multiplied his goods or his money. The two, the one who had the two, the one who had the five, they were told the same thing, good and faithful servants. You have been faithful over few. I will make you a ruler over many. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now, the faithfulness, kingdom faithfulness, is when God gives you something and you increase it. That's kingdom faithfulness. Religious faithfulness is when God gives you one and then you don't squander the one, you maintain the one. You don't spend the one Ghana. You maintain it. And when the king comes, you give him back his money. You give me one, have one. And I'm sure that this man was waiting for faithful. Do you know what the king said? He came from the kingdom and he said, you are a lazy and wicked servant. Lazy and wicked servant. Instead of good and faithful. Because in a kingdom system, faithfulness is increasing. Faithfulness in the world is maintaining what you have been given. Then we will say that, oh, he has been faithful. I mean, I left my house and when I came back, everything is intact. He is very faithful. In the kingdom order, in the kingdom arrangement in which you and I are as born again people, that is not faithfulness. Faithfulness is I gave you a house, I came back and you had two houses for me. It is increasing. That is where we talk about faithfulness. But this servant and many servants have got this kind of mindset that I've been able to maintain the gifts, whatever thing, blessing God has given me. As far as he's concerned, it is laziness and wickedness. Do you know how come it is wicked? It is wicked because when God gives you something, money, he pays you at the end of the month. I mean, you are paid at the end of the month. You do by day and they give you maybe something, 50 Ghana per day and stuff like that. You have to increase what has been given unto you and not just let it remain the way that it is. And you do that by investing it so that it will increase or grow. Hallelujah. And listen, you invest it in ventures that alleviate the suffering of humans. Hallelujah. Because if you have the wherewithal to do something, and instead of doing it to benefit humanity, you say that, look, I am going to put all my money in maybe a very secure security or investment like treasury bills and all that. Yes, that one is for you alone, in inverted commas, directly speaking. But if you build a factory with it, you employ how many people? At least somebody who cannot take care of his family. You can employ the person, you can give the person some salary, allowance, and then he can go and feed his family and alleviate poverty in the world. That is how come the king said, as far as your life on this earth is concerned, you have been wicked because you have not helped anybody. I gave you something. You could have helped somebody with that thing, but you did not. He said, well, let them fend for themselves. They are thieves, they are this, they are unbelievers, they are that. How can I invest for them to be helped? Hallelujah. I want you to understand that a religious mind will prevent you from investing what God has given to you, although you have the ability to invest it, look upon it. When I say invest, I'm not talking about locking it somewhere. I mean using it. Hallelujah. Practically, wonderful. That it will call for your hard work. You don't put it somewhere that you can go to sleep, and every man, they put your interest on it. They put your interest on it, and you are at home and you are sleeping, and they are putting interest on your investment. Well, financial investments are usually like that. You give it to some brokers, you give it to some trustees, and you can go to sleep. Jesus will still come and say, you were a lazy servant. You didn't invest it in a place that will call for, your hard work. Hallelujah. So he's talking to us about doing things practically on this earth to take away poverty, which is not in heaven, from our earth. Now in this life. But the religious mind will say, oh, as long as we have the pillar of fire by day, by night, and the pillar of cloud by day, and the miracles of the quails, and then every morning we rise up, God provides manna, and then we have our shoes are not getting spoiled, and we are very healthy supernaturally, and all that. This is bliss. This is heaven. Israel could have said, the wilderness is heaven. Because nobody was sick. Imagine a church where there is no sick person, not just sick, there is no weak person among us. Imagine a church where the presence of God, when we enter, a cloud is here. And by night, fire is here. And God's presence is here. Imagine a church like that. We will camp and say, this is heaven. But God says that I took you out of Egypt, not to camp you under my presence, but for you to go out there in Canaan and confront the giant and rule where you thought that you cannot rule. Because you were slaves over there. Build capacity to rule in a place you have not labored in. Hallelujah. I am trying to teach us, ladies and gentlemen, that in the kingdom system, it is about building capacity to be useful on this earth. The more portfolio of abilities you have, the better. The broader your knowledge, the better. The more specific it is, also the better. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.